This week in West Virginia history. West Virginia Governor Arthur Borman was born in Pennsylvania on July 24, 1823. When he was young, his family moved to Tyler County, and then in 1845, Borman relocated to Parkersburg, which would be his hometown for the rest of his life. Borman was elected to the State General Assembly in 1855 and served until Virginia seceded from the Union in 1861 at the start of the Civil War. In June, he was chosen president of the Second Wheeling Convention. Delegates to the convention established a Virginia state government loyal to the Union. This government would later approve West Virginia's entrance into the Union. In 1863, Borman was elected unopposed to serve as West Virginia's first governor. During much of his first 2 years, he was consumed with steering the new state through the Civil War. He also pushed for a public education system that would serve all children regardless of family income. In 1869, he entered the U.S. Senate, where he fought to ratify the 15th Amendment to the Constitution, giving blacks the right to vote. Arthur Borman died in Parkersburg in 1896 at age 72. For more information on Arthur Borman, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.